I know I'm here, and I'm certainly not. I need this.
You need this.
I need to hear from Maria. It's when it's cold and snowy, and my desire to go outside and move my muscles is it's on the downslide. I need to hear from Maria and hear why it's important that I do this. I know most of you are very aware of Maria and her enthusiasms to get us to be where we are best. She has an incredible heart to help you to be your best, and movement is one of them. And so as you work with Maria, not only does she work with your body and getting it going and moving, she also gets to know you and your heart set and mindset. So, with that being said, I will let Maria take it from here. Yes, Diana, I hope you don't want us to get up and do a lot of bouncing.
Let me just say this, Diana. Nobody's obligated to do anything. You do what you choose to do, you know? So if we do a little bouncing, you don't feel like you can, that's okay. You just finished lunch, I see. You can do planks. You see? While we do bouncing, you do planks. Does that work? I hope so. Yeah, there you go. You're ready for a nap. Well, that is not what we're going to do over here. If I put you to sleep, that ain't good. Okay, so well, let's get a few things out of the way. Let's make sure you can show hands, or you can type on the chat if you can hear me from here. Can you hear me from here? Yes.
I
Okay.
hear you. Yes,
Okay,
yes.
good. I have a tendency because sometimes to scream, you know, so if this is loud or pitchy, just let me know if I'm close so I can kind of change. Sometimes seems like if I have 101, I can speak lower tone of voice. And there is a lot of people seems like I have to speak louder. So I'm going to speak normal. Right now is normal. You tell me if you can hear me well. Yes. Okay. And I'm going to speak normal from here. Can you hear me well from here? Yes? Okay. So,
Yes.
okay, good. Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, so I'll try not to scream, but I'm a loud person when I'm excited. And I'm very excited to be here. It's a pleasure to share some of my enthusiasm and knowledge about exercise. And my goal over here with this presentation is really to give you a little, I guess, overview of how our mind works and how it's important for us to kind of get the mind working so we can actually do the things that we love. And exercise is one of the tools to get us to that level. But first, we have to work over here and with our mind and our brain. And somehow they're intertwined, exercise and mindset. So the goal today is I'm going to put up a presentation. I built a few slides just to guide us. You've seen me present before. You've seen me do exercises before. And there's multiple ways to have access to me. And I think my intention here today is focus a little bit on the mindset aspect and how to get us to purposely exercise so we can help each other, you know, or ourselves to progress and actually continuously take the steps necessary to help our health. Is that cool with everybody? Yes? Okay, cool beans. So let me pull up my presentation here. I'm going to share the screen and all that. Share and that's not what we want, right? We want this one, I believe. And okay. And Lynn, while I talk through the way over here, if you don't mind me kind of help monitor the chat because I kind of minimize that. So I can and minimize the screen. Let me see. Okay, cool. Is that right? And if there is anything, any questions, then I can put a stop And if I'm going too fast, which is my tendency as well, I'll try to be cognizant and kind of slow down. Please, you know, speak up.
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, yes. Great. I do not want this to be overhead, and my goal is also to give you time to reflect as we're going through. Lynn, we have, how long do we have? We have an hour? Is that correct? Do we have an hour for this? I cannot hear.
I was trying, no, I had muted myself. Yeah, about an hour, hour and a half.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to do that. Perfect. So again, first of all, I want to say this. Remember that our brain over here is a muscle, and obviously we have muscles, right? But the goal of today is to get our brain to exercise this inside this hard casket over here. You know, I was skiing this weekend, and I bounced my head so bad on this, on the kind of, there's this patchy ice. I felt some hardcore this weekend. But it's all good. And I remember it says, boom. And I said, without this helmet, it would have been quite painful. And got my neck and all that kind of sore now from that fall. But anyway, we got to protect. We got this hard thing, but inside is a big muscle. And the work today is to exercise this muscle. And remember that I'm not here to tell you to replace any relationship with your doctor. Really, my goal is to give you information. And especially when we come to exercise, and if you have not been active much lately, make sure that you follow up with your exercise or orthopedic or anything like that, any other professional to help you guide you through. You know, anything that I do when it comes to exercise, it can scale, can be scaled, can be more intense, less intense. Any movement whatsoever can be more or less intense. Okay, so that's the rule number one. And so what we're going to do here today is to basically build, you know, the purpose is to build the physical and the mental strength, so by creating micro wins so we can get to the macro wins. And one of the things that I notice with most people is like we have the resolutions, the end of the year is coming and the beginning of the year is coming. Everybody's like, get it. Yeah, we're going to get it. You know, and every year is the same story, right? People get the memberships. The gyms are all happy because these people are now going to pay for months, the whole year, maybe years, and maybe go for 4 or 5 weeks or 6 weeks, right? And they get all enthusiastic about it. And those goals, and sometimes what happens here, the reason that this is happening, because they put goals that are astronomical. They're too big. And our intentions today is first to build the kind of awareness and acknowledgement and to build micro wins so we can celebrate. So always building those small goals, right? We have an ultimate goal, but break them down smaller so we can say, yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. That raises our dopamine. That raises our reward system. And I don't care what brain you have, but we all have the same brain. We might have different hormones and neurotransmitter weaknesses and strength, but the dopamine exists. And that dopamine, I want to feel, I want you to be aware that exercise is one of the best tools to kind of raise that. So now I got a little homework for you. And I'm going to give you a few seconds to do this. So get your pen and paper ready. You guys got that ready? Yes, yes? Okay, I see some nods. The others who don't show the faces, shame on you. Just kidding. So here it is. I do not want you to put on the chat this quite yet, but I do want you to kind of, there is two sides of this, right? You see, these are 22 emotions. And I want you to look into the left side. There is 7 emotions. And then there's the other 15 emotions on the right side. I want you right now to write it down. I'll give you some time to write down what's going on with you right now. Don't share it, please, just with yourself. And if you want to, if you are here in this presentation, I would invite you to take it serious and do this. Otherwise, it's just nice to be in the room, right? So make it count. So participate, be present as much as possible, please. So I'll give you some time. And this is, again, it's just for you to write it down, all the emotions that are going through you, you know, now and also in the last week or two or three, something that really speaks to you. And there is no right or wrong over here. This is just you. And we all got this stuff going on. Okay, so is that okay to move on? We're going to come back to this, okay, in a second and later on. And we're going to discuss a little bit more. So have enough time? Yes? Okay, good. All right, perfect. Okay, great. So get it on. So, you know, I think everything in life, and I know you hear this a lot from Dr. Marie and probably all the other coaches that speak. When we are trying to build habits and to stay actually doing what is supposed to be the right thing, right? The right thing for you is different than the right thing for me. But in reality is when we want to stay congruent and want to stay consistent, the best thing to do is to grab on why we're doing, right? So right here, I want you to think about what are you really passionate about in life, right? What is your big why is really a combination of your passions, if you think about. So what is really steering your soul? When you think about it, it's like, God, this is so amazing. This is what I want to do. This is who I am. You know, things that really speak to your heart right here in your chest that makes you kind of the one like those female King Kong, right? Is that such a thing, female King Kong? I don't know about that, but that's what it is. I just want to feel like, okay, what is really steer your soul? Could be a topic, could be something you do, you've done that you like to do. So what do you believe in so strongly? And as you're going through, I would like you to write these things down for yourself. And these kind of things, if you want to share with the world, share in the chat. Okay, what are those things? What makes you excited to get out of bed in the morning? And, you know, for some of us, what would you do for free, right? I mean, if we could just do, maybe it's the work line that you do today. You know, maybe it's something that you know that if it would be to be volunteering, and it says, man, if I had all the time in the world to volunteer to do this and don't have to worry about my job or making money to pay my bills, it doesn't matter. I want you to think about three or four things, you know, that really get you going. And what makes you excited to get out of bed? I know that some of us, sometimes we go through some hard times, you know, and that is life. That is expected for us to have ups and downs. You know, and if you say, well, it's really hard to find me something excited to get out of bed because I feel, you know, my health is not my at par. But that's when we go back a little bit and assist, but what really steers my soul? What do I believe so strongly that I can speak forever? Like I can speak about this stuff all day long, you know? I can do exactly what I'm doing over here for free. I could train, I could coach, I could do the stuff that I do today for free if I could. Unfortunately, I cannot do that for free. Although I do a lot of stuff for free, but I cannot do it all for free, right? Why? Because I'm passionate about it. Because I want people to get healthy and so on, right? Because I want them to live their best. I want them to go with full of energy and rock other people's worlds and give them enthusiasm. Because alone we cannot do it, right? So if you feel comfortable, put in the chat what those things are. I would love to see to hear from you what they are. And we're going to keep moving on over here. Okay. So, okay. Well, let's move the stuff. Come on down. Well, I guess you don't want to go down. Okay, there you go. So here's what I want you to think about too, is our subconscious, our mindset is responsible for about 95% of current results. Yes, it is that big. So when you hear about, you know, oh my God, you have such a negative, you know, attitude, or the words come out so nicely for me, you're so positive, or you're always on the dump, or whatever that is. You know, when we speak up, it's so important because we are actually putting this to the universe. And we're reinforcing whatever we're saying to ourselves, not only to ourselves, but to others that are hearing this or actually listening. You know, some people hear that comes from one ear, get out of the other, and others are really internalizing because you are maybe an example, because you are somebody that for a stranger is like magnificent, but you don't even know. The reality is that our voice and our words have incredible power, right? And our subconscious over here is our mind, is what is telling us. And that is deep inside. So sometimes things are not going the way we want. And we wonder, why is that? Now, why we cannot get out of this, this pain, you know, could be emotional, could be physical, you know, could be in the body, could be any kind of pain or discomfort. Let's go deeper. I want you to start thinking about why is this, and start reflecting about how do I act every day? How do I think every day? Am I really positive? Am I really taking a step, you know, to move this? Because here's the deal. Our thoughts is our conscious mind, right? Our beliefs, they are subconscious. Now, our actions, the step that I take every day, or the words that I say, what I do, these are, you know, these are actually our behaviors that we can experience them on a daily basis, right? So if I'm mean to somebody, that's a behavior of mine. Why am I mean to somebody? Well, something is going on. Can I actually take a step, you know, and think before if I'm fully aware of who, you know, the state that I'm in right now, can I put a stop and say, hold on a second, Maria, today is not a good day. You woke up in a kind of weird way. What can I do, action, to change this? What behavior do I have to do that I can have the control and the power to change? Right? This is so powerful on us, you know. It's so powerful that we take for granted in our lives. And when we do those things, when we put our thoughts, you know, our beliefs, and we take action, then we're going to get to some congruency. And look, I mean, I notice this on myself sometimes, you know. If I'm saying X, W, and Z, and I'm not doing for some reason, because nobody's perfect in this world, like Lynn was saying a minute ago, you know, I need to hear this because it's kind of tough sometimes to get out, you know, and it's cold, and my mind is really fighting. I really don't want to do it. But she, you know, she's teaching people. She's motivating people as well to move more, to do those. But then she can't do it, right? And look, this happens to me sometimes too. So we're out of congruency. And that's going to make things not go on the same direction that we truly want. Could be teaching the children around us, could be teaching, you know, as a grandparent, as a mother, or as a father, if there's any male on the call, right? So, or as a coach, you know, as a mentor to somebody, if we're out of alignment, these things are not going to be received the same way because there is that energy around us. So go back to what is really going on over here, you know, in our mindset, because that's what the results that is coming out. And when things are not going the way, there is a problem deeper inside that we have to be open to get that and crack it, prep it open. We need to find the environment to do so. I'm going to stop over here. Is there any questions so far? Is this making sense? Yes? No? Let me see. How do I get this chat going over here? Okay, chat. Let me see. Yeah. Okay, good. Oh, I'm seeing some stuff over here. Being of service in nature of my family, good. My health, my faith, my family, good. Yep. Awesome. Yep. It's going my gut. Have been truly thought about detox symptoms. Yes, the energy. Yes, very important. Very important. You know, we sometimes focus so much on the, you know, the actions that we got to take to get our nutrition healthy, you know, to get more that sleep, to try to do some more breathing for stress and all that kind of stuff, you know, and we find ourselves falling into this roller coaster. Why can I not be consistent on this? And I'm here to tell you that part of that consistency is really what, how can we become more consistent? What can we use from our own self that we can become more consistent, because the willpower is really not something we want to use, okay? So our mindset is really a way of thinking, right? In the set of beliefs that determines one actions. So if our actions are not really aligned with what I really subconsciously know I should be doing, is because that belief or maybe an experience is off. And is our, then once we start taking the time to evaluate this, is when we're going to see, I have the power to fix it. Right? Because a belief is always something that I can change my belief. Now, I'm not saying this is easy, but if you want to have that congruency of aligning your actions, meaning I'm going to get up and I'm going to exercise, right? I'm going to get up and I'm going to actually do my journaling and my affirmations and all this stuff, you know? So these, you know, they're like, oh, so you, maybe you don't do it consistently because you don't believe on it. Well, you know, I've done it for a week, but really hasn't brought any results, right? Or, you know, it's just we have to also understand that, you know, these things are so complex, right? And they take time to get to us, to our minds. So meaning that, you know, the way we believe is not one or two actions, but sometimes the experience can be so powerful that it stays with us for the rest of our lives. And now if we have this same experience, you know, similar multiple times, it's how we're going to believe. And that's how we're going to act, in a way that is a protective way, or is in a way that is aggressive, or we're submissive, something. But we have to be able to deal, to find out what it is and deal with it, especially when we don't feel that we're doing the right thing that we want, right? So this inner thoughts, you know, the inner game is really what brings the outer results. So when we're thinking about it, it's like, again, going back to that mindset, right? It says, what am I thinking today? Oh my God, this is struggle inside is a problem in the outside world. So how the body is, the energy, but also from the muscles, also from, you know, the digestive system. So there is all this kind of, you know, our mood, all those kind of things, they come really from the inside. Because on a molecular base, that's what the energy is. So when we're really invested into our health, we got to look a little deeper and not try to kind of, you know, put this stuff, continue to put under the rug and really to deal, because the consistency on building anything, you know, the path has to be clear. And that is clearing our mind and changing what we need, because these thoughts can bring a lot of health issues. How many times we feel like, oh my God, I mean, I, you know, this is not good. How many times we feel like, you know, I have clients that go to these coaching sessions, you know, not as a trainer, but she tells me, you know what? Every time I stress out at work, my digestive system falls apart. You know, I cannot sleep. I cannot do that, you know. And you see that you're upset with your husband or wife or kids. All this has a cascade, you know, of negative consequences. So what are we here? So what to do about this, Maria? I mean, okay, well, I mean, first of all, is acknowledge and give permission to acknowledge and to stop to see this is not healthy for me. And you guys are in this program understanding much deeper than the majority of the people out there, right, that simply go to the doctor. And I know you're just starting the program, but you're going to learn a ton, you know, that the hormonal impact that we have just through here, through the mindset, is incredible. If I'm always concerned about my finances, you know, my home, can I pay my bills, you know, yada, 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 can I be present here? You know, I don't have sex with my husband anymore. Oh, my God, you start concerned about the marriage, right? Oh, does my husband this and that? What's going to happen? Before you know, you're separated from the husband, you know? And if this is already happening, it says, okay, let's dig deep and it says, what's going on here? How can I bring this back together? Right? So there is a lot of resistance then. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. What's going on to change? Because this is change. Now I'm asking you how to change this deep stuff, you know? And again, this is actually building the emotional and mental strength to do those things, to actually have, call it courage or not, but there is a level of courage that we have to step outside our comfort zone, because we could potentially be, you know, in that comfort zone that is a pile of that you don't really want to be there, but you are there, and now it becomes comfortable. Because over time, you also look around and you surround yourself of people who are in the same boat. So now you're comfortable, although you know deep inside that's not the place for you. But it's hardcore to change. So these resistances, you know, we have to kind of be aware of them. And I'm using some words here that are very strong. Have. I use that a lot today so far, you know, because I strongly believe this is something that we have the power to change. We do. Each one of us have the power to change, and we have control over this. Right? Certain things are addictive. Certain things are a little bit more difficult, but it's about the micro wins. It's about making these steps. I'm resistant about X, W, and Z. How do I break this resistance? So like, you know, I mentioned if you were present in another presentation that I did. And so I've been wanting to work out in the morning for a long time. First, hormonal speaking, it's better in the morning. But it's freaking cold, you know? And it's freaking cold to me. I mean, you know, my gym over here, I have a gym upstairs too. But this is where I want to be. This is downstairs. This is my garage that I transform entirely into a gym. It is painted. It has different floor. You know, all my equipment is down here. I want to be here, not up there, right? But it's cold. And it says, what is on my way? Is the code. Okay, how can I get this code out of the way, for God's sake? Right? So I bought a little timer, and before I go to bed, I leave my heater over here. And because I'm waking up at 4:30 in the morning, you know, I put the heater to start on the 3:30. And boom, and I checked the weather, by the way, the night before. And it says this morning, it says, okay, about 4 o'clock was going to be 30 degrees, I think it was. And it says, okay, maybe I need more than an hour to warm up the gym, you know, because it takes me, I don't come down immediately here. So it's about 5 o'clock, right? So what I'm saying is, you see, I'm like, if I really want this, why is this beneficial to me? Well, because I get the exercise, it's going to lift me, I feel good, you know, no matter when I exercise. But earlier in the day, the better it is, less resistance. The longer we wait to exercise, you know, more tired we are, and it's easier to make excuses. Our cortisol is supposed to slowing down, so you have less that stamina. You know, you might have had a tough day at work, you know, or with children, family, whatever stresses, and you're going to have to use that willpower more. So I said, I want to do this in the morning, so I have to feel good, better, starting early in the morning. More attention, you know, more attention, more focus, more productivity, you know, and I'm out. If I want to work out twice and go to my rowing machine, I can do that. So I want you to think about what are your resistances today? and think about, okay, thermometer, put the thing in, plug it in, let me get out of get out my work exercise away. So now that you heard me speak of a few things, I want to go back to your list. And if you feel comfortable, I would like you to share with us what were your emotions. Put in the chat if you feel good about it, if you feel comfortable. Remember, this is a safe environment. Nobody's here to be judged. Everybody's here trying to look, well, we are looking for progress. We're looking for ways to make a difference in our lives and the life of others. Because I know that if you are a person who is attracted to the Institute of Nutrition Technology and Dr. Rue Marie, you are a person who actually want to thrive. And you are taking really, you're spending, a big chunk of money and time and efforts to improve yourself. And the end of the day is not only about yourself. I'm pretty sure there is more that you want to do for others because you want to feel better, to be a better wife, better husband, grandmother, child, daughter, son, right? So in the end of the day, it's not only about us, but we have to be good with us first. Okay. So, all right. So let's see what we got over here. Okay. Trust, faith. Okay. Diane, I like that. Oops. I'm sorry. Clicked the wrong thing. Let me see on the chat. I'm looking over here. Yep. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. All right. Forgiveness. Keep repeating. Awesome. Gratitude, hopefulness, impatience. I moved from 22 to positive expectation. And when did you move that, Lynn? It was, throughout the last few years, throughout this call. I mean, what do you, you're feeling about that? When did you notice that change? Positive expectation and belief. Good. Awesome. All right, let me see what else is going on over here in the chat. Let me expand this a little bit so I can read it better. Okay. I won't give up no matter how stubborn this be. Okay, I like this. It started last winter. Okay, it started last winter. Okay, especially over the last year. That's good. That's awesome. What's going on in this list of emotions? If you haven't read the book, Ask and It's Given by Abraham Hicks, I would suggest you do that. And if you don't want to buy her book, that's fine, but get herself familiar about, being in a vortex and emotions. And this is coming from this book. And what it is, even if, again, we have to be real about these emotions, and the more realistic and truth to yourself, the better it is. Sometimes we just want to be like the Facebook world, right? Oh, we only share the great stuff. Reality is this great stuff is really great. It can be even better. And we can even have more, of the great stuff when we start dealing, acknowledging and dealing with the stuff actually on the right. Because what we see over here, notice that they are opposites, the number one and number 22. When we have when we're in fear, depression, despair, it's totally opposite from the faith, from the love, the appreciation, the gratitude, and so on, right? So, it is a matter of, okay, how do I move from the fear all the way up on that scale, right? So the idea is, where am I at? And by the way, I actually look at this list on a daily basis. How am I waking up in the morning? At that moment, I have the responsibility. I choose to shift my mindset. Because sometimes not getting, enough exercise is going to impact this. How you feel every day. Why? Because you're impacting our neurotransmitters in the brain. And those same neurotransmitters are the neurotransmitters that's going to help you to worry less, that is going to feel not so bored, okay, that is going to have a greater sense of happiness in your life. Thank you, Lynn, for putting the link. Yes. So, you know, we will have more, we're going to feel more empowered by the moment that we actually take full responsibility of how we feel and then take the action to unwind and undo this and continue to work in some of this stuff, folks. I mean, you know, there is always some level of fear in our life, in our lives. Fear is somewhat a necessity, but there is a difference between the fear of paralyzing us and the fear that is going to give us that cortisol up, that is going to give us the butterfly, the fear that is going to actually, you know, with the right support and the right environment, get us to, you know, cross and take that leap. All right. So there is a level of fear that is a good fear, a level of stress that is a good level of stress. We just have to have the hard conversations to understand what these emotions are and then take action to say, what do I do? Am I feeling overwhelmed? How can I underwhelm, you know? Underwhelm. You know, okay, maybe I have too many things on my to-do list, right? I would encourage you to kind of do a little check-in every day. You know, best is before when you wake up in the morning, before you go to bed. How are you feeling before you go to bed? Before you go to bed? Because at that moment, you can do something to change that. You can. You can read your gratitudes. You can read your affirmations, right? Thank you, Diane. Yes. And you're going to see, if you don't know much of Abraham Hicks, he's always about, you know, it's about manifesting, you know, the good emotions, manifesting to be in a good place. Us, you know, again, the manifestation is the energy that we bring in, right? And the way we kind of manage these emotions on the day to day. Okay. All right. So what do we do now? So here is an affirmation that I really would like for you to write down. And this might be helpful to you. It is to me, you know, because no matter what, I believe that we are not perfect. But the daily affirmation, I have a much greater list I share in the past, but this is related especially when it comes to exercise. I love my physical body, even as I continue to shape and strengthen it. I'm grateful for the journey it's taken me on. I honor where I am and honor where my body will take me. How beautiful is that? Isn't that great? We're kind of acknowledging that first of all, you're in this call. That means that you have, you know, you have a very decent body. Maybe it's not where you want it to be. Maybe you look in the mirror and it says, well, this could be stronger. Well, this is kind of flabby. Or, oh my God, this belly fat over here. I'm kind of losing my balance. And it says, look, honor what you have because this body has taken you to many places. And you have the power to actually get this body, like get the little screws and shaping it up, you know, and kind of, okay, let's twist this one. Let's get a little tight over here and let's move on to the next step that I want to do. Because that's only one body that we have. So we have to honor and be grateful for what we have, whatever the age we are. But all of you here in this call, you know, you have a sound mind. You have legs, you have arms, you have all your body parts. Most of us have all our organs. Even if we don't have all the organs, we're kind of still here and we're still processing this information. We're able to smile, we're able to cry. Sometimes we're in different states of that. That's the emotions kind of list. But what I'm here to say is, if we're not respectful of who we are and what we have today, it's going to be really hard for us to kind of, you know, ask this body to change if we're not even acknowledging and being grateful for the journey so far. Would you help, you know, a friend who is not really a friend, is always a B to you? Right? Or is always screaming at you. You feel disrespected. You feel like you give more than receive. Would you actually help that much person? Would you actually think that you would kind of go along? Maybe because you're a mom, but at some point you're going to say, you know what? I can't do much. I'm saying to you is honor what you have. Bring this body, embrace over here and say, look, we can do better. We can do better together. And how we think that we can do better is important. If you don't believe on that deep inside, I'm going to tell you. Truth is going to be really hard for you to change. Really hard. And hence we go back to why we want to do this. Right? Okay, moving on. Hopefully this quote, you know, I read this quote every day. So obviously we're talking over here about strengthening and giving stamina for our brain, you know, and making this brain stronger. Because when I'm talking about the mindset, I'm talking about that brain. And that brain gives direction to everything in the body. And exercise is the most transformative thing that we can do for the brain. Although you might hear, no, I don't want to do that. Like Lynn was saying, I'm going to pick on Lynn, and I know she doesn't mind. And oh, it's cold. I don't want to do that. I need to hear more and more. You see, she knows what she needs. However, if she continues to know what she needs and she hears, but she doesn't take action, she's going to continue to, you know, next call, I need to hear Marie. I need to change it. I need to hear Marie. I need to change it. Lynn is responsible for taking one step. Like I did to buy this little $10 timer, right? And then it's like, what is the temperature? An hour before, 2 hours before, what is it? Because I do want it. And once you get up and once you do it, trust me, you will feel better. And if you're not feeling better after movement, it's because it's the wrong movement or the wrong intensity. And then, like I said in the beginning of the presentation, you scale this down. But the reality is that brain needs to be trained. That is something that is, you know, a necessity. And it is. The brain's a lazy brain. That's by nature, right? So the willpower is not what we want over here. We want to be congruent and consistent. Okay, hold on a second. My power. Okay, right here. I forgot to plug in. Not my power, the power of my computer. I got my power. Yay. Okay. So is this making sense so far? Yes. Okay, good. So what I'm here to introduce to you in this concept, you know, we talk a lot about the power of the why, right? The power of why. I want to introduce to you the power of yet. Because the power of yet is the one that you can say, yet I'm not strong yet, or I'm not that level. I haven't lost my weight. I feel like brain fog, but it not, is not yet. I'm not to the level of exercising maybe 3 times a week yet. When we put the word yet, means that we're going forward. So I want you to think about how I move, you know, from the now, whatever the situation is, to accomplishing those goals with the micro wins. So this becomes your yet version, the power of yet. I have yet to conquer this, but I'm moving forward. I'm taking that action. Because you know what? I know what I'm aware of it. I know what's going on over here, right? I believe that this is, you know, what I can change, and these are the actions that I can do to change that. And have these microwaves. Because let me tell you this. This yet is going to be forever. Until we're living here. Because the yet means that we're going to constantly grow. And once you get to a certain level, you know, you're going to want to be better. You know, you want to be, and in this case, I'm not talking about the greed of money, right? I'm talking about the greed of health and stamina and strength. Mental, emotional, physical. Yet you have to become consistent and put this, implement these steps to get you there. That makes sense what I'm saying here? What do you like? You guys like about the power of yet? Yes? All right, good. So going back to the exercise over here, right? Because like I said, it's the most powerful thing that you can do for your brain. And if you heard me speak before, you heard me say this, and I believe in repetition. And like Lynn said, you know, she needs to hear. I need to hear it all the time. I pay big bucks for coaches too. I mean, you know, we all need guidance. We all need to be surrounded by the environment that's going to empower us, because life is like this. And if we think that we can breeze through it, well, then you might be in a bubble, you know, you might be in a bubble, or you stop growing, you stop improving. Okay. And why is this exercise so important? Because the right form of exercise, it will get all these neurotransmitters, you know, in our brain to do the things and to tell us, yes, you're rewarded. Yes, you feel good. Yes, you have loss of overwhelm. You build that this mental strength so you can continue to thrive. You can continue to do the things that you love. Or start doing the things that you love more, right? So we have to start somehow. And then we need the accountability. We need the resources, you know, to continue. And this is that's the hardship. That's where people, a lot of times the gyms from January to mid-February, that's where they fail, right? Because they put these goals too big. They go all out and they see some of the negative side effects. You know, sometimes if a person is exhausted and they go all out, well, they're going to get more exhausted, but they sometimes don't understand why. But then they said, oh my God, I feel exhausted. I don't need this exercise. And I said, no, hold, time out. You need the exercise. You just need to scale the exercise. Maybe you need the right person to help you to scale the exercise. Maybe you need the right person, you know, to show you and says, hold on, this is what I can improve. The question is, the question is not to exercise. You know, should I exercise or not? That is not the question. The answer is yes. Yes, always. The question is, how do I have to adapt the exercise so I can, I build the consistency and continue to work on my emotional and mental strength. And the physical, depending on what you're working on, might be taking a little longer, but it's with consistency that the physical is going to show as well. You can be working on multiple things, but the answer is always to move. Look into, you know, the rehab programs. Right? If you think about rehab of alcohol, what they're exercising their mindset, right? Their power, they're putting together to do X, W, and Z. They actually do what? They consistently show that people are very successful, right? They go all to AA. They said these meetings are phenomenal. They're exercising their brain power. They're exercising their habits, right? This is all about movement. They're doing something. Right? And they're expressing themselves. They're in a safe environment. They're getting their, although we're not physical over here, but they're getting their brain moved. Now, look into the results that people get from actually physical activity in their emotional and mental results. It's astronomical. You know, I was looking at, I think it was in Facebook. It was something about yesterday. I think it was yesterday night. And, it was about, I was about to answer, but I said, you know, no, I'm not going to reply to this because it was a kind of public thing. It was about videos and, about parents who had shown the kids. It was about bullying, right? So these kids, their kids were bullying others in school, and the parents are saying, no, this is not tolerable inside this home. So what they show videos of actually getting these kids, instead of being on the bus or taking or driving the kids to the school, because they were bullying other colleagues, the parent says, now you're going to walk or you're going to run to school. And the parent's right here behind driving the car and seeing the kid. And the parents are saying, I'm going to teach you. Because it's, you know, it's given, you know, these kids are thinking that it's given that they're going to be put in a bus, that, you know, that is, oh, I deserve this. And I said, you don't deserve crap. You know, these parents are saying, no, you're now going to do this. You're going to run. And one kid was a tiny little kid, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 or something, in the rain. And the parents right there doing the video you know, in the car behind the kid, at least is protected to see the kid is protected, right? In a way. But yes, it says you're going to run a mile. The other one had to walk 5 miles. Okay. So it's teaching a lesson. In one of this, the kid who was running, the parent says, actually, the teachers are all saying that that kid now has a tremendously better attitude at school. Bingo. Right here. Running. Okay. The kid now is not, you know, and they're not association on this, right? In that case, the parent doesn't understand enough about what I'm talking to you about here. Our attitude is going to be better. Our emotion is going to be better. Our temper is going to be better with physical activity. So now that kid should be running for the rest of his life. You know? No, but really, it's some level of activity. And if you notice over here on the roots of this tree, these are activities that have some level of cardiovascular, especially the ones that are in green kind of thing. These, the higher the cardiovascular, you know, the better it is, you know, to activate. But you can get high cardiovascular with weight training as well. You do not have to be running around. But just like today, this morning I have a client, you know, and sometimes he's like, cardio, and he thinks about the cardio. And I told him 1,000 times about this, and he goes through, but, you know, he seems to forget sometimes. And he's recovering. He was out traveling and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, he came back, you know, kind of he lost a lot of weight. He was up west helping his son build him. And it's like, okay, he actually needs to gain some weight now, you know. And he lost some of his strength, although he was working. And he's like, oh, Maria, this is amazing. You know, I was working hard and lifting this and lifting that, you know, but you're putting me to do certain movements over here and he's weak. And I says, well, because the movements of day to day, you know, that we do constantly, even if you're getting up and all that, you know, they're not all the movements that we can do, right? And I'm guiding him in functional movements. And today he was doing some, a little heavier weights, you know. And then, and I said, so how do you feel? He said, how is your heart rate? He says, whoa, it's coming out of my heart. And I says, you see, you don't need cardio. You don't need cardio. You don't need to be running if you do properly. So what I'm saying is maybe the cardio from weightlifting or body weights or running or jogging or cycling is not the right thing for you because your body is not, you know, there in a certain way. But notice that you can scale every type of movement until you get to that place, until the power of yet. But I just want you to understand what you're igniting through this. You're igniting, you know, all these beautiful neurotransmitters that are going to help you to have a better mindset, which is 95% of what? Of our results. That is the importance of exercise. Yeah, it can help about the weight loss. It can help about your weight loss. Because